We are very focused on the upcoming, I should say, gubernatorial election here in Connecticut. As you know, Governor Lamont has already announced that he is running for a third term, and he does have an opponent that is vying for the Democratic nomination, and that is State Representative Josh Elliott. On the Republican side, though, more and more people are also vying for that nomination. Most recently is Betsy McCoy, and I'm so excited to get to know her because I've never spoken to her before. I'm very familiar with her just coming from the news, you know, industry. But she's here, and I'm very excited to virtually get to know you. Betsy McCoy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm excited to get to know you too, and this morning is a great time to do it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I have to say, I'm the kind of person, you'll get to know me really quickly, honestly. I'm somebody who I could certainly kind of refer back to other news articles, news outlets, and give you this whole introduction. But honestly, that's not really how my show works. I'd much rather you kind of tell the audience who you want them to really, you know. Like, who is Betsy McCoy? So talk to us a little bit about your political career, certainly your news career, and what drew you to want to run for governor?
Well, first of all, I am running to defend homeowners and taxpayers in Connecticut. Homeowners are under tremendous assault by Hartford. You've got this lefty Lamont housing law that totally disregards what most people work for and dream of in their life, owning a home. It is the American dream. And Lamont, I call him Moneybags Lamont, he's a little out of touch. He and his cronies are making it into the impossible dream with soaring property taxes and this new housing law that really threatens your home ownership. The law basically says, never mind if you've worked for years to afford a single family home on a quiet street, you can't have that. The government's going to come in and put a big apartment block right next to you, or maybe a trailer park, all for the sake, the law says, of, quote, economic diversity, as if that's government's job. It's going to make your property taxes soar because all these little towns are going to have to build sewer lines and water lines and bus lines to make their little towns accommodate congregate living, big apartment buildings. And it's going to make everybody's property taxes so high, they won't be able to afford their homes anymore.
Can I ask you, Betsy McCoy, was it the law that passed during that very quick special session in November? Is that what pushed you to want to run? It's because that seems to be, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that seems to be your biggest sticking point is housing. And it felt like after that law passed in late fall of last year, that's when you started to hear the rumors of, will you run for governor? Is that what kind of was the tipping point for you, or have you been thinking about running for governor?
No, I wasn't thinking about running for governor. As you know, I had two really great jobs. But I've been drafted to run for governor because read the Twitter feeds, read the social media. People in Connecticut are desperate for a battle-tested fighter to clean house in Hartford, to restore homeowners' rights, right, and also to bring prosperity back to this state. I'm looking at the jobs numbers, and Connecticut lost another 2,200 jobs in the last quarter. The economy is dying. It ranks 48th out of the 50 states in economic growth, according to the rich state, poor states list. Amazing that. Do we want our kids and grandkids to live in an economy that's 48th out of 50th? Right next door to me, my daughter lives with her husband and their two little children, one only 12 weeks old. It's a real joy.
Oh, congratulations.
Newborn Michael, right? And my little two-year-old Katie. Do you think I want that family to move to Tennessee or South Carolina or Texas or another high-growth state? I want them to live right next door to me. But who can afford to live in Connecticut when the taxes are so high, the energy costs are so high, and the jobs and the companies are leaving?
So, Betsy McCoy, let's back up for a quick second, because you had mentioned, you know, I already have two really great jobs. For people who don't know you, what are your really great jobs?
Well, I have a show on Newsmax Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's a national news program called Wake Up America Weekend. But you won't see me on there right now because the law forbids candidates from hosting shows like that. And, of course, I'm a columnist at the New York Post former lieutenant governor of New York State. I've had a lot of experience in government, and I can bring that experience and that determination to fight right to this race and beat Ned Lamont. And that's really important because my number one goal, and it's not just a goal, I'm going to do it day one, eliminate the state income tax, which is driving this state into the ground.
Now, Betsy McCoy, for people who don't know, you were serving as lieutenant governor in New York from this was the late 90s. I believe it was 95 to 99. And why, I guess, now has, I mean, because you're a Greenwich resident, right? Were you living in New York?
Right. I've been a Greenwich resident for many years. I grew up in Connecticut. I grew up in Milford and Westport. My dad was a factory worker at the W.E. Bassett Nail Clipper Factory in Derby. You know, we didn't have a lot of money, but it was a great time for Connecticut. Connecticut was the opportunity state. I grew up thinking anything was possible, and it was. I earned a scholarship to college. I'm telling you, the day my dad put that Vassar decal on the back of his old blue Dodge Dart and drove me to college was the biggest day of his life. The tears rolled down his cheeks. He couldn't believe his kid was going to college. That's what Connecticut was like then. Anything was possible. But now people are leaving the state in droves, and companies are leaving the state. It's a very competitive environment like never before. Over half the CEOs in the country say they will move to a new location to get a better tax deal. And so all across the country, states are lowering or eliminating their income tax. Nine states have no income tax, and eight additional ones are already heading. South Carolina, hardly a backwater. It's a very sophisticated state. It is pushing through the legislature this week a law to eliminate the income tax. And what happens? Companies go to those states and leave states like Connecticut and New York that have very high taxes. And Ned Lamont's got his head in the sand. He's not competing. But when I'm governor, I'm going to compete. I'm going to eliminate the income tax and bring these companies to Connecticut. It's going to be the tax haven of the Northeast and booming with job growth.
So, Betsy McCoy, I have to ask this because I can remember back when Bob Stefanowski ran unsuccessfully twice against Governor Lamont. He made the same promise. He wanted to eliminate the income tax. I mean, I don't know if it was as, he wanted the same thing. No, he really did. That was probably one of the biggest goals he had. And again, it was not enough to convince the average Connecticut resident to vote for him over Governor Lamont. And I'm curious what your approach is, how it differs from that. I'm not saying, obviously, you're too. Yeah,
It's the times that are different. It's the times that are different. When you look at a map of the United States, and I hold this map up wherever I go, and you look at the number of other states that are eliminating the income tax, it's obvious that Connecticut has to compete. And to compete, we have to lower taxes, cut many types of taxes. I've got a good plan for property taxes as well. But eliminate the income tax to make Connecticut competitive. Let me just point out that right next door in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul, a very spineless governor, has capitulated to the new socialist mayor of New York City and said that she's likely to increase the corporate tax rate in New York by 50%. That's an enormous opportunity for Connecticut. I'm going to stand right there on the border and say to the CEOs over in New York, come on over, ladies and gentlemen. Bring your companies with you. Bring them to Danbury. Bring them to Stamford. Bring them to all the towns in Connecticut. We welcome business. We are open for business.
We are keeping a very close eye on the gubernatorial election. It's a big year in Connecticut, not just because we're turning 100. Thank you very much, WICC. But also because we are electing our next governor. As mentioned, Governor Ned Lamont has already said he is running for a third term. He has a Democratic opponent as of right now, State Representative Josh Elliott. From the Republican side, there are more and more people showing interest for that nomination. As we've spoken to many times before, former Mayor Aaron Stewart of New Britain, State Senator Ryan Fazio of the lower Fairfield County area as well. And today we are talking to Betsy McCoy. And for the first time on the show, and I hope it's not the last, because I think it's really important that we continue to stay in touch with all the candidates and really make sure that they are top of mind for you. Because one of the biggest problems we have really in America, not just here in Connecticut, is voter turnout, but also really knowing the candidates before you go to the polls. And especially ahead of a primary, I think it's important that we really know everybody who is competing for that nomination. So, Betsy McCoy, I want to thank you again for giving us the time on WICC. Something you had mentioned earlier was, I don't remember the nickname that you had given him, nor I guess does it really matter. But I was curious if you feel like there's any sort of a disconnect, because you live in Greenwich, so does Governor Lamont. You know, you are very successful and I would think very high powered. So is he. You know, do you ever worry that there are some parallels between the two? Obviously not politically, but you guys have some similarities, certainly. So does that ever worry you?
I wouldn't say so, Melissa.
No.
I look at Governor Lamont as a silver spoon boy. He grew up with a lot of silver spoons in his mouth. My dad was a factory worker, and I appreciate the importance of creating an environment where there's real opportunity. In my family, we worked hard for everything we got, right? Mm-hmm. No, nothing taken for granted at all. And I hope that all our listeners, because we never have quite enough time to talk, will come to Betsy2026.com. That's Betsy 2026.com. I've got my whole bio up there, all the policies, how we're going to eliminate the state income tax, and also, very important, Melissa, provide property tax relief for seniors. You know, they are getting hit really hard because home values have gone up 60% over the last 5 years. And the state requires towns to reassess your home value and hit you with this enormous property tax hike. Mm. But just because your value goes up doesn't mean you've got money in your pocket to pay higher taxes.
We're seeing it this year in particular. The revals are brutal in a lot of the, especially the Fairfield County. I mean, even here in Milford where I live, it was brutal. It is brutal. Yes.
Brutal. So day one is governor. I'm going to freeze that five-year reassessment requirement. It's unconstitutional, by the way. I'm going to freeze it and push through the legislature a bipartisan law to cap property tax hikes at 2% or the rate of inflation, whichever is lower. And for seniors, this is critically important. If you've lived in your home and it's your primary residence and you've paid taxes and your income is under $100,000 a year, paying property taxes will be in your rearview mirror. You will not pay them anymore.
Betsy McCoy, I want to ask you, as I mentioned before, there are other, I think, at least at the state level, obviously, I know you have national recognition, but at the state level, there are some other very, I think, prominent Republicans who would like the nomination. What do you feel you bring to the table that separates you from the other candidates in the Republican Party?
They're very fine people. Both of them are very fine people. But I bring to the table decades of experience in government, right? Experience in public policy. And I am a real fighter. And I can beat Ned Lamont. And I hope everyone who's listening who wants to get rid of the income tax and see their property taxes under control and Ned Lamont's evil housing law a dead letter, those three goals, come to Betsy2026 and help me get on the ballot. Betsy2026.com. I need to qualify with just thousands of small donations. It's the number of donors that lifts a candidate to get on the ballot. And I hope that everyone listening will come to Betsy2026.com and chip in, because I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for homeowners and taxpayers.
Betsy McCoy, I want to thank you so much again for giving us the opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. Certainly, you can hear the passion for why you want to run for governor. And as mentioned, we'll be, I'm sure, talking to you again, as well as the other candidates who are vying for not only the nomination in their parties, but also vying to become the next governor of Connecticut. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.